AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A U.S. government official briefed on the matter says U.S. intelligence agencies have preliminary evidence that a bomb brought down the Russian airliner over Egypt's Sinai Desert. The official says intercepted communications played a role in the tentative conclusion that a militant group linked to the Islamic State group planted an explosive device on the plane. The official and others say there have been no formal judgment rendered by the CIA or other intelligence agencies, and that forensic evidence from the blast, plus the airplane's voice and flight data recorders, are still being analyzed. A domestic violence suspect with a high-powered rifle has fired sporadic shots inside a rooftop apartment in San Diego. Police Lieutenant Scott Wall tells reporters that the man fired several shots at officers responding to that domestic violence call.
On the rooftop is the apartment. They had to exit an elevator. When they walked up to the apartment, they tried to make contact inside of the apartment. They believe that he was inside, or there may have somebody inside.
Investigators say Fox Lake, Illinois Police Lieutenant Charles Glenowitz tried to make his September 1st suicide look like a homicide because he had stolen thousands of dollars from the police explorer's post that he headed for years.
This staged suicide was the end result of extensive criminal acts that Glenowitz had been committing.
Lake County Major Crimes Commander George Filenko. Police in Sacramento, California have arrested a man in the stabbing of a U.S. airman hailed as a hero for earlier helping to thwart a European terror attack. Airman First Class Spencer Stone was knifed three times in a fight near a bar last month. Police say James Tran was arrested on suspicion of attempted homicide. This is AP Radio News. Target is closing some of its stores. Rita Foley with more.
It started 2 years ago when a massive credit card breach just before the important Christmas holiday shopping season hit Target hard. Shoppers ran temporarily, but Target then botched a major expansion into Canada, finally pulling the plug on that deal earlier this year. The company cut 2,500 jobs this year. Now Target is closing 13 stores across the nation. I'm Rita Foley.
Kraft Heinz announces 7 plants, 6 in the U.S., 1 in Canada, will be shut down as part of a downsizing effort over the next 2 years. That'll trim 2,600 jobs. Shortly after the two food companies merged, 2,500 non-factory jobs were also eliminated. Stocks slipped modestly today after Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen implied policymakers are still considering raising interest rates next month. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hello, my name's Stephen Fry. Today, it's my pleasure to be your guide on this quite interesting tour of London.
Find out how Big Ben
keeps accurate time with the help of a handful of pre-decimal coins, like pennies, farthings and shillings from 1933.
And that
London's classic red phone boxes were actually based on a tomb.
Join Stephen Fry and the makers of QI for fun-filled and fact-laden GPS-enabled audio tours. Enjoy on location or at home. To get started, visit qi.com/walkingtours.